flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. Our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. He's brought to us by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing okay, Ray. Well, I'm not going to speak for you. Doran, you good?
I'm great.
Doran, coming off a flu. My lymph nodes are starting to feel a little swollen over here, Doran. You ever feel them lymph nodes?
Yeah, a little, you know. Pushing out a little bit.
You know, a little bulbous over here. Mm. But we're fighting through it, Ray. Let's say the Steelers strike out on both Fields and Russ. Art said he wants one of those guys. What do they do if they don't get either? Where do they turn, Ray?
I think that they have to get one or the other. I mean, to me, then what are you talking about? I mean, there's talk about maybe Matthew Stafford. I mean, the only guy that's out there, and I know Matthew Stafford isn't a free agent yet, but the Rams could move on from him. That's the only upgrade right there, is if you go out and get a guy like Matthew Stafford. Everything else that you would do, Sam Darnold, I don't care, anybody else, you would have like the same type of quarterback, or you would be taking a step back. So unless it's Matthew Stafford, I think the Steelers have to get Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. They got to get that done before March gets here.
Well, Ray, Art did say that whoever the starting quarterback is, he wants the same skill set with the backup quarterback, whether it's a pocket passer, pocket passer, runner. If it is Justin Fields and they do get a deal done, who do you see them going after as a backup? Do you see that a Jalen Milroe come into effect at some point in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, Milroe would be a project, so he would be redshirted. I mean, I think he would be a number three in his first year. I mean, Arthur worked with Mariota in both Tennessee and Atlanta. So I think he would be, you know, a guy who would be talked about.
I'm depressed. Maybe, yeah, trade for Desmond Ridder. Dear God.
Malik Willis.
Well, I didn't say Ridder. I mean, listen, you're talking about the backup. So in case there's an injury. Listen, there could be an injury if they use Justin Fields, you know, the way we all want him to use him. But, I mean, who else do you want me to say? Adam Tyrod Taylor?
No, it's not so much about the messenger. It's just the message. It's where they are. You're right. If you want to be anywhere near competitive next year, you need to get one of the two guys who played quarterback for you last year. And so the obvious follow-up then is, Doran brought this up earlier, I think it's a really smart thing. If you did miss out on both those guys, do you just lean in and say, okay, we're going to suck, and allow yourself to suck?
Well, I did find it interesting. You know, it's one thing for us to say it out loud, but for Art to come out and say that we're not any closer now than we were last year, and we all know that roster, especially on defense, is getting older. Not that it was a huge admission, but, you know, I thought the fact that he said that out loud, that, you know, I thought that was interesting. I think we could be in for like a multi-year rebuild. You know, no matter, even if you do sign Wilson or Fields, it doesn't really matter. We all know that this team is deficient on the defensive line. They have a deficient receivers room. And even though they've poured resources into the trenches on the offensive line, we haven't seen that fruit come to bear yet. So, I mean, we're talking about multiple positions here where the Steelers are well below, you know, the NFL mean in terms of talent and performance. So whether he's going to say it out loud or not, I think, I don't care who the quarterback is, this could be a situation where the Steelers do, you know, maybe have a down year. And honestly, guys, I think that might be the best thing that ever happens to this franchise. If they go 5-12 or 6-11, they actually get a top 10 pick. That might actually be the best thing that happens to this football franchise.
If they go that direction and if that's the thought process, do you think that they would think about or explore trading TJ Watt at all to get more assets?
No. And I think that was the last question that was asked of Art. And, you know, he pretty much shut that down. I think he said he's, you know, they're looking to do another long-term deal with TJ. They want him to be a Steeler, and I get it. You know, Cam Hayward is afforded the same, you know, courtesy. If Cam wants to be here, if TJ feels the same way, I do him that solid.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Chuck Pagano, hired by the Baltimore Ravens as an assistant defensive coach, going to be working with defensive backs. This is a good defensive coordinator in this league, a guy who was a head coach in this league. Could you see the Steelers doing something similar with, say, a Mike McCarthy or perhaps a Bobby Slowick, Ray?
Yeah, or Ron Rivera, who also took some interviews in this hiring cycle. And Ron Rivera actually was one of the guys who interviewed with Mike Tomlin way back in 2007. So, yeah, there are some guys out there like that. I think McCarthy, you know, he's probably going to get that Saints job if it doesn't go to Kellen Moore. So I'm not sure if he'll still be out there. But, yeah, if you get one of those former OCs or former head coaches to come in here and, you know, take a look at things and maybe put a different spin on how you're operating, I don't think that would be a bad idea at all.
Ray, is it almost for sure that they're going to draft a running back?
Yes.
In the top three rounds?
I would say top three or four. You know, I think people are talking about rounds. Genty's going to go in the first round. We all know that. But rounds two through four, it's really deep. And I think that's where you get your running back this year. They like Jaylen Warren. I think they believe Jaylen Warren can be a 1A. I think they're looking for a 1A or a 1B for the future. And, I think you get that guy second, third, maybe even fourth round.
Ray, if you had to guess right now, and we're a long ways away, and this will probably change every week, but if you had to guess right now, what position do you think they're targeting in round one? And would they consider quarterback?
No, because I think all the top ones would be gone. So I don't think quarterback is in play here. I think it's defensive line and then offensive playmaker. So, you know, if you're talking about a receiver, a tight end, like my dream scenario would be Tyler Warren, but I see Tyler Warren going in the top 10 of some of these mock drafts. I would not be opposed. How about the kid from Michigan, the tight end? I would not be opposed to him at 21. Arthur Smith loves tight ends. Pair him with Freiermuth. If he's the best available player, if he has a higher grade on it than a receiver at that point, I'd be all for that. But at this point, still, guys, I still think it's got to be D-line.
Ray, Art also did say that they didn't learn anything from Kenny Pickett, the whole situation there. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have to learn some lessons from that. Not reaching, when you have a pick in the middle of the first round on a quarterback, that's probably part of it. I think what he was tacitly saying was, we can't control all the variables, right? I mean, Kenny didn't want to be here. They can't control that, so they had to trade him and move on and get what they can get for him. Listen, Peyton Wilson's going to be a terrific player in this league if his knees hold up. So in the end, I don't have a huge problem with, that Kenny Pickett, the way that went down. I have a huge problem with them taking him where they took him, but in the end, they got as much as they can get for him, and, eventually you just got to move on and, take another shot at some point.
Ray, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time, and we will talk to you next Tuesday, buddy, or Wednesday. What the
All
hell
right,
day
guys.
Is it? Wednesday. Thank you, Ray.
See you, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.